You're listening to Impromptu Quietude Theme, the theme, the Autistic Artist Meditation. And our special show today is our poet Brian Burns, who will be teaching us how to meditate and the importance of meditation. And I am your poet. And your artistic poet, I'm going to be reading my poems, Maria Ilyu. I'm your director, manager, and your host for Impromptu Quietude Theme, the theme of Autistic Artist Meditation. And we're going to welcome our poet and our person who's going to meditate with us. Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Brian, welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I mean, the time that our world is in right now, it's an important to take some time to breathe and meditate and to think positively, because being
positive
is healthier.
Mm-hmm. To sit quietly, to breathe, those are the two most important things.
Oh, don't
worry. I also chant. I also chant, which is a kind of meditation. It's not silent, but our mind is sort of clear and silent while we're chanting.
Yes, and it's all different. It's different styles of meditation.
Yes, very many different kinds.
Yes, and you could take the choice of what you like to do, what you feel comfortable with, and
whatever works best for the person, yes.
So what,
sometimes you can do a guided meditation. You can do a guided meditation where somebody leads you through it. You can sit quietly by yourself and just let your mind clear and be free. So there's many different ways of approaching it.
Yes. So maybe you can start off with a meditation.
Sure. We'll start off with one of my favorite meditations. It's called Zen Breathing. It comes from the tradition of the Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh. And basically what this presents is that we can experience a full practice just by sitting and breathing. We're sitting comfortably and quietly in any position that's comfortable. We can sit in the lotus position, which they sometimes recommend. Or we can just sit in a chair, hands in our lap, gently with the left hand resting in the palm of the right hand. I'll explain why we do that in a minute. When we breathe in the whole world without fear, without hesitation, in a state of total generosity, spaciousness, and equanimity. When our lungs are gently filled to the top, we abide there for a few moments, and that's our life, beautiful and brief, and we hold on to it dearly. Then when we're relaxed and ready, we exhale. And when we exhale, we expire and touch death. And we give away everything we took in the in-breath, the whole world, and in the exact same spirit of freedom, fearlessness, generosity, and equanimity. Then when the lungs are gently emptied to the base, we abide there for a few moments too. And that's where we get to touch the ground of emptiness itself, from which all things arise and to which all things return. Where there is no self, no other, and all things interdepend, interbeing, and interpenetrate, and we come to understand the truth of non-duality. I have to say hands in any position that's comfortable, but I always recommend the Dhyana, where we gently hold our hands, gently left over right, palms up, to form the shape of an offering cup. The offering cup is always empty. It's empty because we've given everything away, And it's empty because we're ready to receive and accept whatever life brings. Normally, we would breathe this way for about 10 minutes. But since this is radio, we'll just breathe for about 2 or 3 minutes. And then we'll do the chant. Breathing in, we are born. Breathing out, we touch death. In every moment, we are present. In every moment, we are infinite. Thich Nhat Hanh says when we learn to breathe in this mindful way, we are learning to breathe like a Buddha. This is inspired by the Heart Sutra. So we'll sing the Gate Gate from the Heart Sutra 3 times in Sanskrit and once in English. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisattva, gate, gate, paragate. Arasam gate bodhisattva gate gate paragate arasam gate bodhisattva gun gun totally gun to the other shore to enlightenment. Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. That was beautiful.
Do you have a poem ready to read?
Yeah, we're going to read, let's see, we've got a couple of them here. One is called Obstacle. White rose petals thrown on red carpet represent my module stage is I am a soul self, powerful inner self, ardent college student, extremely enthusiastic, antidote of a sacred heart. Thank you. And we have one here. It's one mother with many memories. So anybody could benefit from breathing and meditation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A feeling of loss, a lost child somewhere out there in the world.
Dealing with grief, dealing with sorrow, dealing with fear. People are so afraid now. Mm-hmm.
All disabilities, autism, anyone, and everywhere, or feel happy.
Yes.
It helps everyone. So one mother made me memories, wrapped inside loving memories, grieving, overwhelming emotions, penetrated the inner core of her soul, listening ear, imagined sounds of her child's cries and laughter. The luminous waterfall every day fills the sorrow of falling tears and a puddle pain of a mother's loss. Reciting names repetitive, sensing divine possibilities, while heaven's response, child's soul entwines mother, a unique deep connection, creates a miracle from belief. Fading light captures a beautiful moment. A comfort image seems haunted but real as she runs to embrace her lost child and then waits for the next encounter. Must remain strong into that.
That's gorgeous. That's beautiful, Maria.
Thank you.
There's also in meditation, they say when enlightenment comes, the child has returned to the mother's lap.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's like the mother and child reunion, you know?
Yes. You know, to pray to the world, so many lost people out there.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have next?
Let's see. We could do Avalokiteshvara.
All right.
Which is about, you know, the Bodhisattva of great compassion, great mercy, great love. The name means the avatar who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world. And every time we say the name of Avalokiteshvara, we're saying that prayer. So we'll try that. Avalokiteshvara. 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 Avalokiteshvara.
That was very good.
Well, thank you. Do you have another poem?
Yes, I do. I have a few of them here. So anybody, what's happening with the virus in the world, lost a loved one.
Of course, all the people in fear. Any of these chants, especially the one I just did, is when people are afraid or when they feel in danger, they can call out to Avalokiteshvara.
Yes. So this one will go. The soul of eternal life. Believe in our Lord, safely protects your soul, mysteriously preserved, leaving body, becomes an angel. Winged soul soars through the winds of clouds, traveling millions of miles, exploring amazing sights. purest light, innocent of wisdom, enter heavenly gate, protects your life stories. God comforts you with a hug, overwhelming power of touch, tears of realism, spirit, soul of emotions, sentimental feelings. Receive God's eternal love, precious gifts. Your body remains on earth, unique component, surrounded with flowers, represents love. A butterfly carries your name, remembrance, wailing cries penetrate, eyes full of tears, falling from sadness, sorrow of departure as we go our separate ways. I love hearts tangled together, can't be broken. Praying to God strengthens our mind, body recuperates, healings within ourselves, receiving God's blessings, permission to grieve and grow, soul happiness, embracing life, candle light of hope, doors open, offering and new challenges and opportunities.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I'll see what this one's about. It's called Whispering Winds. It's all how you choose to see it. Disabled or gifted, able in some way. Maybe I can't do everything you can, but you might be surprised at what I can do or accomplish. Whispering winds echo cries of language of communicating, repetitive, affecting my inner core, touches my heart and soul. Whispering winds of strength emerges with confidence, of hope and with prayer. My inner voice soars to sky, remembrance my story. Autism gifts of life contributes to a universe of the world's interest. Unique levels of communication, verbal, nonverbal, or limited communication, certain situations uncomfortable or simple process, overloaded information, requires sorting of stimuli, neurological, new roles, description, stages of life, words floating, quiet, perfect phrase. Autistic doesn't mean unlovable. It means more than you realize. A range of minds broader than the sea. Autism extremely gifted. Our brains like sponges feeds on knowledge of interest, consenting, communication. So this needs probably to be worked on, but roles even through some autistic converse with one bird or mute. Allowing, so please think about it. Allow me the same levels of consideration you do, and for what you see as known. So, what's your thought?
Very good.
You like it? Thank you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes.
So
it's perfect. Yeah, it's a thing like that.
Thank you very much. So it comes out that of what's happening with the world today. The world virus. It's we have to come together as one. We have to we have to learn how to network and work together. And each person, a human being, has their gifts, has their strength, and has their wisdom.
Yes.
And everybody takes what they know. The world will be a broader place to live. And the sponge will even, grow bigger because it's absorbing so much. And
exactly.
It fills the world, and our Mother Nature will fill the peace and and working together and filled with everybody's love and acceptance of one another.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean everyone has to be each other's friend. It means
no.
that we got to take what we know and how to make the, how to, what to do in our world. Take what we know and give everybody the same opportunities in life.
Yeah. Everybody needs to give everybody else space, you know, to be who they are.
Yeah. And given the point of respecting one another for their differences.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
Sure.
And positive thinking. And, you know, it's not about how young or how old you feel. It's about also if you think positively in your life and you continue doing what you enjoy, your passion, and besides taking care of your health, is what keeps you a younger soul.
Sure.
You have another chant?
Yep. Wonderful. Well, what you're talking about right now, I have a chant that brings together the four, you know, great religions of Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, and Islam. And it's loosely based on the great hymn, Amazing Grace. It begins with the words from Amazing Grace. It blends with the rhythm of Hare Krishna, and we also blend with Om Mani Padme Hum from Buddhism and Shalom Aleichem from Judaism. So we'll start with the Amazing Grace part. Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, how sweet the sound, to save a one, to save a one, a one like me, a Mane Padme Hum, Mane Padme Hum, Mane Mane, Mane Padme Hum, Allah Akbar. Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem, Amazing Grace, Amazing Grace. To save a one, to save a one like me, a one like me, amazing grace, amazing grace. I once was lost, I once was lost, but now I am found, but now I am found. I once was bound, I once was bound. but now I am free. Amazing grace. Amazing grace to save a one, to save a one, a one like me, a one like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
That's very good.
All right, thank you.
Very, hearing the voice, very powerful.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So do you have another poem?
Yes. We got one. I need something else. Okay. God's gift of life's lesson. God sent me a gift with an unexpected friend that blessed my heart to teach me life's lesson, to be observant, to be still, how me to speak my and to be on in long rows, sharing the day together, working on different projects, praying gifts as well. That one I need to. Maybe a different one. I'm going to read the Autumn Stones. Maybe
sure.
That's going to work too.
That's
the gift is stone. An Autism Stones is the name of the poem, and it's about a young man who is nonverbal autistic who made me a beautiful gift. He makes handmade jewelry. I nominated him for an Autistic People's Award.
Great.
And, you know, his father and mother, they teach him how to run his own business. And a lot of times, they give gifts out to people. And so it's called Armstone. The gift of stones made me to a necklace, orange, yellow, brown, fall all around. Unwrapping my gifts brought expressions of joy and gratitude. The gift of a young man with a crafty hand who shared his talents. Autumn stones around my neck look amazing and full of shoot. Connected energy, autism, nonverbal, communicates through expression of art, handmade designs.
That's beautiful. Lovely.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay. And this is about another poem. It's called Pennies and 90, a Retrospective. So this is what we're talking about. Sometimes, you know, people could be in all the age, but still be young in heart.
Sure.
And am I doing things what you enjoy what you're doing? So Penny and 90, a Retrospective. And Penny's footsteps. Okay. Penny's footprint. We always felt safe. Remembering a walk on the beach as a young child. I felt serene, protected, and loved. Growing up, embodied in her love and caring energy. Rememberable events colored our time together. I remember being on Grandpa's boat by the dock as we were fishing and seagulls flew above. Fanny's thoughts had always traveled far and wide, living her density, touching the lives of her family, changing those lives with the uniqueness of her love. Dancing steps always optimistic. The feet and rhythm, she taught me how to take life in stride. A fountain of youth, flying from her heart, touches everyone nearby. Fanny's divine soul, the presence of God in her smile and being, radiates the gift as she bestows internal love. Angels hear her prayers clearly. I always admire the enormity of her strength and strive each day to become the woman she is. Fanny was, is, and still feels enthusiastic.
That's beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you. So, for reminders of people out there, so I think it's important to know why you're meditating and thinking positively. We all have memories. It's how we learn to overcome our memories of grief or sorrows and or things, you know, that trauma brings into your life and even though not looking for an answer, sometimes when you look for an answer, sometimes there's no answer. But as we move beyond and build our inner strength, is to remind it within yourself to allow no one to take your power away. And that takes courage and finding you in the moment when you're in a challenging moment in your life. And not allow the traumas or the grief to take your life over in memories throughout the whole day. And you remember it once in a while that happened, but not to let it take over the whole day and every day. Because that brings more pain and more sorrows.
Yes. Even a painful thought is only a thought. It'll pass. It'll go away.
Yeah. Yes, they'll pass.
We always have to remember that. Yes.
It takes time, but we have to remember.
It takes time. We have to be gentle with ourselves.
This one will go. It's called Invisible Rooms. Unique rooms within our brain, more rooms or less, bigger or smaller, because we all different and that's okay. In my own brain, there's room to withdraw, to be quiet, the silence comforting. Plenty of places to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Room to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music while others replay the past. There are some filled with light and others darker than the moon is night. There's even a special place to store the tears we shed to be used later to water our dreams so they don't die. A room of remembrance, storing traumas and joy of a single life so we learn instead of blindly forgetting either. We all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness. And the destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. And, you know, sometimes loved ones or people in our lives can say negative phrases towards you. But we have to try to be stronger and to rise above it and not to own it, what they say. And sometimes that could be a challenge.
It's not easy. That's it.
Not easy
it's
to do
work.
That.
No.
To work.
It's something we can do.
It takes time to learn how.
Yes. Sometimes it's a lifetime's work, but we can do it.
Yes. I think those are things of point. And then in our lives, as we learn to meditate and to reduce the stress, so we can become healthy.
Yes, definitely.
This one is about energy, and we can read that one, and then you can have it. It's called energetic energy. My emotions pouring within my intuitive self, observant observation, absorbing energy, receiving messages of reading dialogue, repetitive reading in the corner of my mind. The world's own striving deeper connection draws me in the world of truth beyond my wisdom.
It's very good.
Thank you. What do you have, Brian?
Well, before I say goodnight, I'll just do one more chant. And this is to the Buddha, Muni Muni. Muni Muni Mamuni Muni Muni Doha Muni Muni Mamuni Muni Muni Doha Muni Muni Mamuni Sakya Muni Doha. Maria, thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful. Thank you for the beautiful poetry.
You're welcome. So,
take care. We'll do this again soon.
Yes, have a good night. So I'm going to read one more poem.
Oh, great. I'll wait to listen to that.
It's going to call Autistic. I think I will end with this one. It's called Autistic Expression. The mirror image excites the module staff's fallen teacher. Her own thoughts, floating, chaotic energy, her focus on multiple inputs. She's on overload, expressions within painting and strokes, relax and focus on text. Creative abstract artwork, artistic expression, quieting within her inner soul, expressing herself in the body, deep in the soul, acting, see, creating movement, riding on a boat, calmness on waves, feeling texture of sand on your toes, seashells, treasures, walking on boardwalk, artistic impromptu bliss. So all autistic people also can meditate. Sometimes it might be abstract to understand of the breathing technique. Sometimes you can do that around them, with them, and they will help them in other ways that is beyond our wisdom. But it does help them.
Yes, it does help.
So sometimes you got to do energy breathing and do the meditate with them, and you know, while let them sit there while you do it. And they will take it in other ways that you might not realize, but they do.
They'll get something from it, you know, that works for them.
Oh yes, and it brings them on a new direction in life. Just letting else So from that point into this prayer, send prayers and blessings to our loved ones and the people
mm-hmm.
around the world. And this time of challenges is going to our world. So what's your thoughts about that, Brian?
Yes, we have to keep sending out positive energy, positive thoughts, because they do have an effect, even when we don't know whether they do or not, they actually do. Or if we're sending out positive rays, positive energies, positive light to the world as our gift to it, it will take root different places.
Yes.
Well, Maria, thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care.
Us, so you're welcome. Have
we'll
a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, bye.